Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 285, and we're going to start off with this from the Evidence of Evil haunted attraction in Middlefield, Connecticut. Join the Scare Crew at Evidence of Evil haunted attraction. Are you ready to bring fear to life? Evidence of Evil at Lyman Orchards is looking for enthusiastic, creative, and spooky individuals to join our team for this year's haunted attraction. If you love Halloween and enjoy giving people the chills, we want you. Bring your scariest self and get ready to join a frightfully fun team. For more details, visit our website or send us an email at talent@evidenceofevil.net. And let's get talking. Don't miss out on this spine-tingling opportunity. Get more information at evidenceofevil.hauntscheduler.com. We have some more hiring news, this time from the Hickory Grove Haunted Trail in Gastonia, North Carolina. Hey, that's right down the street. Hickory Grove Haunted Trail is on the search for new talent to join their team for the upcoming haunt season. If you have a passion for scaring and delivering a memorable experience for visitors, we invite you to apply for a spot on our team. We're looking for energetic, creative, and reliable actors and actresses, guides, retail sales personnel, and parking attendants. Candidates need to be able to endure a somewhat intense freestyle type of acting, and this job is not recommended for those who cannot handle dark strobe lighting and enclosed areas. Acting experience is not required, but is most definitely a plus. If you think you're ready to be part of the Hickory Grove Haunted Trail, send a private message to our Facebook page to receive additional information. Facebook.com/NC Haunted Trail. We have some more hiring news from the Carolinas, this time from the Aberdeen Fear Factory in Aberdeen, North Carolina. Do you enjoy scaring people? Are you a Halloween fanatic who looks forward to the haunted house season all year long? If so, we may be looking for you. We're seeking responsible candidates who are fun and easy to get along with, and you must share our passion for delivering a positive and memorable experience for each guest every time. Experience is wonderful, but we're happy to work with those that are not. You must be at least 16 and be able to work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. We need actors, makeup artists, and we have a bonus if you join our paintball team. Get more information at facebook.com/largesthauntnc. We have an update from Steel City Con coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. We have a new headliner announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce Jared Padalecki. He is attending Steel City Con August 9th through the 11th. Padalecki is best known as Sam Winchester in 327 episodes of Supernatural. He was also Dean Forrester in Gilmore Girls and Cordell Walker in Walker. He also had roles on House of Wax, Cry Wolf, Friday the 13th, and more. He's appearing Friday and Saturday only. Get your tickets and more information at steelcitycon.com. We have some hiring news from Hell in Helen Haunted Attraction in Helen, Georgia. Hell in Helen, Helen's one and only haunted house, announces casting calls for the 2024 season, July 12th through the 14th. We're looking for all positions. Actors, you must be 18. Makeup artist, security, again, you must be 18. Guest relations, and more. No experience required. We'll train you. Volunteer and paid positions are available. Contact Jennifer Bestpitch to schedule your spot, 706-949-2149, or message them on Facebook. Have a little more Georgia news, this time from the Georgia Pop and Horror Con coming to Columbus, Georgia. Vendor registration is open for our Georgia Pop Culture and Horror Con, August 2nd through the 4th. We're looking for anime, horror, toys, oddities, t-shirts, artists, authors, filmmakers, haunts, and all types of creative vendors. If you're interested in becoming a vendor at our 2024 event, you can contact us directly by visiting our website, gapopandhorrorcon.com/vendors. Get more information at gapopandhorrorcon.com. Still staying in Georgia, we have this news from the Lake Joy Trails of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia. Do you love Halloween? Do you decorate your yard out for Halloween? Want to show off what you do for Halloween? Want to win money? Lake Joy Trails of Terror is looking for home haunters to set up a Halloween scene for participants to vote on as they go through our line. We're only taking 5 entries. Contact them at 478-338-4062 and leave a message or email Mike Robin, that's Mike R-O-B-Y-N Kelly, Mike Robin Kelly at AOL.com with the subject line Lake Joy Trails of Terror Contest. The deadline to enter is August 1st. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/official Lake Joy Trails of Terror. We have this update from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. CreepyCon is proud to welcome indie comic book writer and creator Carissa Grant. Carissa is known for her horror supernatural comic series, Worthy Chaos. Stop by and meet Carissa August 2nd through the 4th at the Knoxville Convention Center. Tickets on sale now. Get more info at creepycon.com/Knoxville2024. We have an update from Haunters Against Hate. This comes to us via Paul Lanner. I just recently announced at the Midwest Haunters Convention how Haunters Against Hate is changing over its business model into a monthly subscription service. By subscribing to the Haunters Against Hate monthly program, you're not just making a financial contribution, you're investing in the future of LGBTQ youth and helping to create a more inclusive and equitable society for all. This will also help fund Haunters Against Hate consistently through the year to continue to help the organization function easier and to be able to attend more events to gain even more recognition and awareness. Together, we can make a difference because hate is the scariest thing of all. We're very excited about this new opportunity for everyone, and you can subscribe at give.hauntersagainsthate.com. We have this hiring news from the Conjure Haunted Attraction in Birmingham, Alabama. Want to make new friends and create lasting memories? Conjure Haunted Attraction is hiring for all positions. If you'd like to be part of the fun and join the Conjure family, please visit the link on our website to submit your application today. That website is ConjureBham, that's ConjureBham.com/careers. We have this from the Realm of Darkness in Kaukauna, Wisconsin. I hope I pronounced that right. Do you want to make people scream? Scare Actor auditions will be held on Monday, July 8th, Sunday, July 21st, Monday, August 12th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. You must be 18 to apply and no prior acting experience is necessary, but the job requires a positive attitude, a team playing mentality, and a desire to do your best. Acting in a haunted house can be both fun and rewarding, and we look for actors that can show up on time, have good availability for our season schedule, have transportation to and from work, and most importantly, have some love of the genre. If you've always wanted to dress up as your favorite monster, be someone else, and run around scaring the daylights out of people, and make money doing it, this is the job for you. See you at auditions. Get more information at therealmofdarknesshaunt.com. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Phoenix. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor John Franklin to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Phoenix, happening June 28th through the 30th at the Sheraton Phoenix Downtown Hotel. He's appeared in commercials before successfully auditioning for the role of Isaac in Stephen King's Children of the Corn. In 1991, Franklin landed the role of Cousin It in the Addams Family and Addams Family Values movies. Throughout the 1990s, Franklin appeared as a guest on several TV shows, including Chicago Hope and Star Trek Voyager. Meet John Franklin and get more information about Days of the Dead coming to Phoenix at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Idaho Horror and Pop Con coming to Boise, Idaho. Calling all witches and wizards, don your favorite house robes and embark on a journey into the mystical realm of edible potions and elixirs. In this captivating class, you'll unravel the secrets of ancient magical recipes, harness the power of rare ingredients, and brew a concoction that defies the laws of nature. In this class, students will be taught how to make their own darkly delicious drinkable potion, and participants will be sent home with not only the completed option, but also the recipe so they can recreate the magic in their own kitchen to help keep the magic going long after the class concludes. Happening July 13th at 2 p.m. at the Idaho Horror and Pop Con, get more information at idahohorror.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We have a presentation announcement. Learn about real hauntings aboard the Queen Mary and how you can explore and investigate them on Sunday, July 28th at Midsummer Scream. Join us for a spine-tingling panel presentation exploring the haunted offerings of the Queen Mary, the world's most legendary haunted ship, docked in Long Beach, California. This session delves into the ship's storied past, eerie encounters, and the paranormal activities that have captivated the imagination of ghost hunters and thrill seekers alike. Learn about the variety of haunted tours, paranormal investigations, and special events offered on the Queen Mary year-round from their panel of experts. Passes for Midsummer Scream, July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center are available now at midsummerscream.com. And finally, we have this from the Deadmonton House in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Calling all ghouls and goblins, we are hiring. Positions for the upcoming season are now open. Come be a part of the spookiest Halloween event YEG has to offer. We're looking for assistant actor managers, assistant customer service manager, actors, FX makeup artists, concession and bar staff, customer service, custodial, parking attendants, and store personnel. Visit deadmontonhouse.com/join-r-team and follow the application instructions on each individual position. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, howdy. That's how they say hi down in Texas. And speaking of Texas, in a little under a month, the Texas Haunters Convention is going to be rolling into Mesquite, Texas, just outside Dallas, for yet another year of a lot of spooky fun, a lot of cool things, vendors, parties, classes, make and takes, haunted houses, tours, and all that. Let's talk to Brandon Marshall. He is with the Texas Haunters Convention. Brandon, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, it's hot and it's humid here. We're just loving the summertime, aren't we? But let's talk about all the cool stuff you have going on at Texas Haunters Convention, July 13th and 14th in Mesquite. What's going on this year?
Well, again, you're saying we're having our show. Texas Haunters Convention is going to be located in Mesquite, July 13th and 14th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, and we're excited for our sixth year. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to have family-friendly events. Like, we're going to have cosplay, photo ops. We're going to have costume contests, education, actually, where you can learn to do different things. We're going to have make and takes. We're also going to have food trucks. We're going to have costume contests at night at the party. We have a party going on with different events there. And we also have free parking. And, yeah, we're just excited. It's a really big event for us, and we're just excited to get going.
Every year you've had this show, you've gotten bigger and better, and more people I know who attend, they always have great things to say about it. You know, I attended the last iteration of this show, and I had a fantastic time, but that was many years ago, and you guys just keep getting bigger and better, and I'm just impressed. You know, you talk about it being family-friendly, which is pretty cool. Talk about a costume contest. I like that idea. I'm assuming, are there going to be like age categories for that, or are there going to be like a kid's costume contest versus an adult, or chances of winning prizes? What's going on?
We're going to have all kinds of categories. We're going to have age. We're going to have everything from the funniest to the scariest to the most, you know, like homemade type stuff. So there's going to be a little bit of different categories in every event.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see some of those pictures coming out of your show. Before we get into the weekend itself, I understand there might be something planned for Friday night the 12th, maybe involving a certain local haunted house?
Yes, that is going to be basically we're going to be going to Dark Hour. We have basically two buses going to Dark Hour, and we have a haunt tour. And Dark Hour is going to be where you can, it's going to be a live show, and also it's going to have a big dinner, and there's going to be other little events like Q&As from Alan Hopps, which he's the owner. And so there's a lot of events planned there. I don't want to give up too much, but there's a lot of excitement built up for that, yes.
Is that tour sold out, or are there still spaces available on the two buses?
There are still, we do have one bus sold out. We have a few seats left on the other one, and we should be done with that here hopefully next week or so.
Now, when you say a dinner at this show, is this going to be like a Texas barbecue type dinner, or what?
You guessed it. It is going to be a huge barbecue. They are bringing in barbecue and other things. I'm not sure what, but that's the rumor.
Well, coming from the Carolinas, where barbecue is king here, we can discuss the merits of barbecue another time, but I'm sure that's going to...
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You can be wrong. But but anyway, you know, I had the opportunity to do a Lights On at Dark Hour many years ago, and, you know, unbelievably one of the best haunted houses in the country, no doubt. And, you know, with all the, with Alan buying the property a couple of years ago and all this, no doubt it's just going to be a fantastic pre-show tour. And anybody who has not been out to Dark Hour, go do this tour. But let's talk about Saturday. You've got a great show floor planned. You've got vendors. You've got classes. What are some of the classes and make and takes and things, and who are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
Well, on the vendor end, you have a lot of different ones, everything from Froggy's Fog, CFX Mask. We got a lot of classes coming in. We have like Mondra LED lighting for your haunt. You got silicone makeup and wounds. You have dynamic character creations where people can show you how to create a character. There's sounds for your haunt. There's detailed airbrushing, how to create a realistic zombie too. We even have haunt sliders that are going to be there. So nice. There's a lot on that end that is going to be there as far as that. But the basically the make and take area is going to be more or less about the where you can create your. There's a guy there who's going to show you how to make LED lighting, and you're going to have samples to take home with you and kits, stuff like that. Then there's another person who's going to be doing swamp lanterns, like they're aging and doing all that stuff for those. And we'll have that also going on.
It sounds like fun. Are there extra charges for these classes, or is that included in the ticket price?
No, the classes are extra. Now, on VIPs, I think we've got a few left of those. Now, you can get, it's going to be basically on VIPs, it's going to be included in VIP. The make and takes are always going to be extra. That's okay. Correct.
So if you
all the classes are extra with the regular purchase of ticket, but VIP gets access to all the classes, and the make and takes are extra.
That is a nice perk, getting free classes for VIP.
Absolutely.
So I recommend, if VIPs are not sold out, to consider that, because those can run you into a lot of money at other shows. So I imagine that you're getting some pretty good information for just a small upcharge.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the pricing on the VIPs is not outrageous. So, I mean, we're excited just to have all these the great people teaching classes. I mean, we're excited.
So between the classes and the make and takes and the costume contest, you've mentioned a couple of vendors. How many vendors are you looking at having this year? And are you sold out? Do you have a waiting list, or how is that?
We have a waiting list. We have been sold out. We've been very fortunate this year to get a quick response on our vendors, as far as, you know, getting sold out very fast. We, of course, you know, Chamber Haunters is going to be there, Mindtrap Creations, Froggy's Fog, CFX Mask, Haunt Shirts, we have Dark Arts, we have just a lot of different great vendors, Nightmare Makers, actually, get your molds, by the way. I mean, we just have a lot of different people going to be there. Cyclone, if you need signage, Cyclone Sign is going to be there. Just, we have an abundance of different people who's going to be there. So we're excited, absolutely.
Now, it sounds like, you know, a lot of these vendors you might see at some of the other shows. Are you going to have a specific local flair to this? Are there going to be a bunch of vendors from the Texas area? Like, I know Haunt Shirts is from Texas, and I know some of the other vendors are, but do you have, like, some smaller people that this may be their first show that they're vending at?
Well, we have an area for tables, like custom stuff. We have Children of Dave. He's a local guy. They make a lot of, like, if you want to get a lot of stuff for your flair, for your haunt, stuff like that, he's local. We have, Dead Niddle, they're local. We have different, there's oddity companies. There's some mask companies that's coming in. We have Garden Candles to Laughing Skulls to just a little bit of everything for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're into the, you know, yard haunting, or if you're just into Halloween. We have something for everybody. I mean, even, of course, Stilby Studios is going to be here. Monsters Alive is going to be here. You know, even Six Flags is here to promote their show.
Nice.
So, I mean, we're excited.
It sounds like it's going to be just a whole lot of fun. And again, you know, like you just said, you might get the national brands like the CFX and the Froggies and the Stiltbees, but you still got the guys selling custom candles, it sounds like, and you still got the guys selling, you know, local stuff, so you don't have to be a haunted attraction owner to take advantage of this stuff. You could just be a Halloween enthusiast, and you may want to add that skull or that crazy thing to your collection or maybe your yard haunt or your display this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, even some local other haunts, you know, like Reindeer Manor is going to be there and they're going to show you how to create wounds for yourself. They're local. They're not too far from us. I mean, we have something for everybody. I mean, regardless if the husband's a diehard Halloween fan and the wife is not, there's going to be things for her there for her to do. We even have, if you're bringing the kids, we even have a kid zone. So we have something for everybody, and even the children. We have something. We have like little areas for photo ops where they can take pictures to just enjoy the food trucks out front. I mean, we have everything.
And of course, one of the mainstays of most conventions would be a Saturday night party. Is there going to be a Saturday night costume ball or party at the Texas Haunters this year?
The costume ball is going to be in the evening after we close. It starts at 7, and it's going to go into the, you know, late hours of the night. And we'll have costume contests involved in that. Actually, during the day, we'll have costume contests for the kids and things like that on the main stage. But in the evening, of course, it's more for adults. And so that will happen that evening for a costume contest then as well. So throughout the day, it's entertaining.
Is the costume contest going to be at the convention center?
It's going to be in the main ballroom, yes, absolutely.
Okay. That sounds fantastic. And again, Sunday, you're going to have more of the same, more classes, more make and takes, more things like that?
Absolutely. It's not a fun-filled weekend.
It does sound like it. How is the hotel situation? Is the Host Hotel sold out, or are there still places around?
The Host Hotel is sold out, as they say. But as people, and I just actually had a little conversation with one of the gentlemen that works there. He said not too many people are canceling, but there is occasional one that does cancel or they got too many rooms or so on. So I always advise people call up at the hotel and talk to them. The hotel across the street is sold out. And again, call and find out. And there's another Holiday Inn. And just we have hotels within miles, and that some of them do have shuttle service. So, I mean, there's always going to be a good place to stay.
Man, I don't know why I can't come down to this show. Actually, I do. There's a scheduling issue, unfortunately, that makes it very difficult to come and do this show. But man, this just sounds like a lot of fun. So for people who may be on the fence about this, they're like, well, Texas is, you know, it's a big state, and I live in El Paso or I live in Houston, and I don't want to go all the way over. Why should they come to this show? Make the plug now. Why should people come to this show? Maybe you're in Oklahoma. Maybe you're in Louisiana. Maybe you're in Philadelphia or New York or something, you know, and you want to come to this.
I get that question a lot, actually. And the biggest thing I tell them, and they're always telling me how much they love Halloween, how much they love to dress up, and they love to go out to little parties, and how much they love decorating their yard, or they want to start decorating their yard. To get started, to do things like this, and some of them actually want to go to Transworld. And I always tell them, I said, great place to go, but let me say this much. If you're trying to stay local, hey, we're here. I mean, it's a great show. It's fantastic. It's packed full of things to do. There is no reason why you should not. I mean, you should always consider our show because it is fun-filled, family-friendly, something to do with everybody. You don't need to find a babysitter or anything like that unless you're going to the party, of course. But other than that, I mean, there isn't a reason. You should come.
And, of course, being open to the public as opposed to some trade shows also is a nice touch there.
This is a open to the public. This is not a trade show. This is a family. It's a true convention.
So July 13th and 14th, the Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Where can people get more information? They can go ahead and register, purchase those tickets, maybe upgrade to a VIP, maybe buy a ticket to the Friday night bus tour, going to Dark Hour Haunted House for a for a dinner, a Q&A, and a full show with actors, costume contest, make and takes, classes. If you're VIP, the classes are free. What are the websites and social medias where people can get all the information about the Texas Haunters Convention 2024?
Yes, that's a great question. So TexasHauntersConvention.com has all the information, ticket sales, everything on there, haunt tours, everything that you need to get started. And you can always, if you haven't already bought your ticket, you can go on there and you can adjust your registration to add more features. It's very self-explanatory on there. Of course, Facebook is Texas Haunters Convention on Facebook and Instagram both. Click and like. We always, on Fridays, we are giving away free tickets. We have a little contest we're doing. And follow us. We're always doing little events throughout the year to make things exciting to build up for the show. Absolutely.
Well, Brandon Marshall, we want to thank you for taking the time to speak to us here on Big Scary News. One of these days, I promise you, the Big Scary Show will be down at the Texas Haunters Convention, talking to vendors, talking to everybody, having a good time. Unfortunately, it won't be this year. We will do what we can for some point in the future. But in the meantime, folks, TexasHauntersConvention.com, happening July 13th and 14th at the Mesquite Convention Center in Mesquite, Tejas. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be hot. It's going to be spooky. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Brandon Marshall, thank you for taking the time to speak with us here.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty time to bring you onto the show. Thank you.
Oh, man. We're going to one of these days make it down there. But once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger. And this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.